The utility says with cleaner energy methods, like wind and solar, becoming cheaper, the less efficient coal-burning plants are quickly becoming outdated. Shannon Fisk is a managing attorney at Earth Justice, a nonprofit environmental legal firm. He says consumers plans to continue to invest in newer, cleaner energy.
The utility plans to pursue 5,000 megawatts of solar power and to also increase their investments in wind and efficiency and energy storage. And they identified in their press release that these options are all the lowest cost options that they could pursue.
Fisk says the Karn plant employs roughly 300 people. He says consumers' plans to help them and the community transition after the loss of jobs and taxes that the closure will bring. He says the plant will retire by 2023. Max Cobb, WCMU News.